The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
John, welcome to K-Rock Football. And it must be amazing for you to be here at the club, but also the fact a frustrating start.
Yeah, it has been. When you go to a new club, the first thing you want to do is make an impact on field, and probably been unable to do that through a couple of little injuries. So, frustrating, but still looking forward to getting out there later in the year.
And how is the foot?
It's been a bit slow. I ran today sort of the first time, so it's 4 weeks post-surgery. So to get fit, probably another 6 to 7. So, yeah, hopefully back playing in 6 or 7.
John, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Ben Castanelia and Mark Neild, along with Pete Ryan from The Age, talking to you from up in the K-Rock box. Now, of course, Brad Otten's made a real career out of just being good in the second half of the year. You're hoping to sort of fulfil that sort of pathway as well and be prime come September?
Yeah, he did say that, so I'm going to run with that. I probably don't have a full season of really good footy in me anyway, so a bit older. Back end of the year, fresh. Hopefully everyone's pretty tired, so I'll slip in there with Reece, and hopefully Geelong Cats continue to win and may have a real impact through the finals.
Are you confident you can coexist in the same team and that the Cats' game style will allow for two rucks?
Yeah, especially with Reece. I was just chatting to someone then about it. His athleticism and power, explosiveness is as good as I've come up against in the AFL. And I think together we could really work well. And he probably doesn't have to take 90% of that load, where it probably doesn't allow him to show his full attributes. So hopefully together, I play second fiddle, so to speak, but he'll have a real impact with his explosiveness.
Speaking with injured cat Jonathan Segler, here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, John. How are you?
Good, Neil, to you.
Yes, very well, thanks, mate. Looking forward to seeing you run around, actually, in the Geelong hoops when your leg gets better. Hey, mate, listen, you've been around a bit. You've spent some time at the Pies when they were going pretty well, and you had a great career at Hawthorn. They're going pretty well. Just for the people listening, some similarities between the three clubs?
This reminds me a lot of Hawthorn, 13, 14, 15, where it was all about, performance-based. Everything you did, training was at a really high standard, games were a high standard, but then as a player, you probably got a bit more downtime and time to, recharge the batteries, where I think the later years in Hawthorn, it was designed a bit more around, education, younger players, because that was the dynamic of the list. So that's a lot of similarities, and just good people in important roles. All clubs have had that, whether it's GMs of footy, coaches, support staff. If you've got good people in good roles, then the footy club will excel.
Mate, that clarity of roles for the players, I just want to see if you can comment on yours specifically. So clearly there will be the on-field role. Now, given the demographic of the Cats list, we often think that it's experienced and got a lot of players in that 150 games plus area. But now we're seeing the emergence of a core group of young players. So clearly, I think it's clearly, someone like you comes here not only to have the on-field role in the ruck, but also to pass on the experience you have to the younger players coming through. Is that something that you speak about regularly with a coaching group?
Yeah, they do a great job with probably the first to four-year players. And those players you're seeing now are probably fourth and fifth-year players that have been in the system and learnt what their role is. And so the academy sessions and the development coaches do a great job. And then there is a lot of coaching from older players to younger players in the vision side. I sort of stick to probably, Toby and the rucks a little bit more than worrying about too much else. But why you see that is there is a lot of work with those younger players behind closed doors. Older players get probably a little bit more time off, but once you get to that stage of your career, you get to reap the rewards.
John, Pete Ryan here. Be good to see you run around the hoops. What was your motivation to come for Geelong, and what was the discussions you had when they were trying to get you down here?
The motivation, I've always admired this club from outside looking in. Always had a great respect for them. It's been documented. I spoke to Sam Mitchell, and he just said, we're going a different path to, even if you're in our best 18, you're probably not going to play a lot. So we sat down with a manager and there was three clubs that were, keen. And to be honest, Geelong were the favourites and the club I wanted to go to. They, successful for 10 years, 8 of 10 final series, prelim finals. That's why you play footy. So And then speaking to Isaac, he just couldn't speak highly enough about the organisation, how it's run, Scotty, and a lot of the senior core players. So in the end, it was a very easy decision to come here once they agreed and we agreed. So, yeah, easy decision.
And enough of the footy. Al Patronus, what hopes have you got for the Oaks winner?
Scratch, isn't it?
Scratch today. Yep. Little issue. Not sure how serious. Not serious, but when you're probably talking group one level, so like AFL level, if you're 5% off, you're kidding yourself. So I think she will she'll miss today, and then that's up to wiser heads than me to decide what she does. I'm just a mug punter.
Melbourne Cup in the...
Caulfield Cup, maybe?
Right.
Don't know. I've just thrown that out there. Maybe.
Have you set something up down here, though, John?
In
Geelong? Like, have you got a bit of a connection to the horses down here?
Yeah, I have, slowly. I've sort of got a few with Danny O'Brien, and then have linked up with a few supporters of the Geelong Footy Club. But I've got plenty of others, slow ones through the country, don't worry. Aiming at a Wagga Cup next week with one. So hopefully, fingers crossed, I can tick that one off my list.
Oh, Segs, that is outstanding to hear. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware. Now, you've been asleep all week if you're not aware of this. We are just about to enter into the K-Rock football team horse. So I will be giving you a call early next week, just to see if you're going to partake in that one as well. It's fantastic. So please take my call.
I will definitely. Give me any info on that now.
Slade Bloodstock.
Slade Bloodstock. They're going to partner up with us in that, and I'll take that as a dead set yes. Thanks, mate. Well done.
No worries.
How did you go at Melbourne Premier, John? I saw you there just perusing the form guide. You were looking furiously, and then you might have been watching a race, because I sort of saw you jumping up and down a bit at one stage as well.
Yeah, that's funny you say that. I was there. I had a couple, but they all made very good money this year, and I had a little certainty in Albury. And it won by three, and I probably didn't have enough on to, top up the bank account for the yearling at the Premier sale. But, yeah, I was there for a bit, always looking. Probably bought a fair few more tried horses to go to Albury Wodonga lately than yearlings. But, yeah, that's sort of...
Is it your career path beyond football to be involved in racing?
I think it is. I've got a 120-acre spelling farm called Yakandanda Park. So it's probably at the moment got 25 sort of spelling racehorses on it through trainers through Albury Wodonga, Mitch Beer, Dave O'Pray, and then a couple trotters floating around. So, yeah, it is. It's always been something I've had in the back of my mind.
Oh. Mitch Beer's Twitter game is strong, Segs, isn't it?
He had a winner in Sydney today, and he bought a used horse this week, and he said, he bought it off Waller, and he said, I might try and run it this week while it still thinks it's trained by Chris Waller and not me. And I said to him, did you leave that horse that won today in Chris Waller's care? Because it found a few lengths since you've stopped training it. So his Twitter game is, that's him.
Yep.
He engages with fans, engages with probably the younger public. And, a lot of people take small shares because he is quite engaging.
And he loves his KFC too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he probably could. He could afford to miss a few meals, I reckon, Mitch. It might get back to him, might not.
It will, for sure.
This interview will be shared with Mitch Beer. Segs, we're going to let you go because the boys are about to run out onto the ground. Faced with all of us, our members and supporters, they'll never take our Kardinia Fortress, says the Geelong banner. Great to have you in the hoops. We can't wait to see you line up at first VFL level and then hopefully at AFL level second half of the season. Good luck with the recovery, and we really appreciate you taking the time to join us on K-Rock Footy.
Thanks, boys.
John Segler joining us there, Boundary Side, with Jason Doherty.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.